Yeah, I was kind of surprised. Oh, I can't really make this point without spoiling it, can I? My point was going to be I'm quite surprised no one died at the end. But that's a massive spoiler.
Yeah, we might have to edit this out, but my favourite character in the whole thing is Nightingale. He's so well realised. And, you know, he's someone who I think he went to school in, like, kind of Edwardian England and sort of fought in World War II. And he's very much from this kind of the upper crust of society. But also he's very quite traditional. He's the last wizard, because in this universe, after World War II and the magical battles that took place, most British wizards were either killed or so horrified by what they saw that they gave up magic entirely. So as a kind of very much Nightingale's the last wizard, and now he's training an apprentice. But Nightingale is such a well-realized character. He's modern when he needs to be. He's also quite traditional and old-fashioned. There's a great bit in this novel when they introduce their sort of first transgender character. The series is very good for diversity on the whole. And they introduce their first transgender character, and Peter Grant is explaining, you know, kind of, you know, gender reassignment boards to Nightingale. And obviously Nightingale is someone who grew up in, like, say, Edwardian England. You're not really sure what his values are, but he's horrified by the fact that people have to apply to government boards to have their gender changed. He's very much like, well, that seems bureaucratic and un-British. Surely people can just, you know, do what they like. But yeah, he's a very, very good character. And the one thing, this might be slightly spoilerish, that I'm really worried is that at some point, surely the faceless man has to kill Nightingale. It's part of the sort of hero's journey.
So Peter Grant could avenge him.
Yeah, so, you know, it happens in Star Wars, it happens in Harry Potter.
It happens in everything. It happened in Luke Cage, spoilers.
Yeah, so at some point Nightingale has to be killed by the faceless man. And also, they're clearly setting up this new wizard, the one who spent time in India. Is it Caroline, or is Caroline her daughter?
I think Caroline was the daughter and the one doing the sort of different kinds of magic, yeah.
Yeah, she's the Somali, because he's adopted daughter, I think she's Somali. She's also the transgender character. But they introduce another wizard who is somewhat more unorthodox than Nightingale. And I think the direction they may go in is that Nightingale has to die at some point because of the master must die. And then I think she's going to take over Peter Grant's training to teach him unorthodox magic, because Nightingale is a very by-the-book sort of guy.